cliffcentral.com.
You're with Wedding Central. Welcome back. My name is Kylie de Villiers.
Myself is Ntombi Ntlapo.
And we're going to be talking about all the exciting things of wedding shows. So we're the wedding show talking about...
wedding shows.
Yay. Okay. Yeah. So Ntombi, quite an interesting topic, quite a hot topic in suppliers and wedding professionals. Mm. You know, we talk about it quite a bit.
Yeah. And I also think a lot of clients or brides or even people that are associated with a wedding. So, you know, your friend's getting married, your sister's getting married, whatever the case is. People obsess over wedding shows. You know, people binge and they watch, you know, shows like Say Yes to the
Dress. But let's talk about, like, what is a wedding show? What, you know, what type of shows do we have on offer?
Right.
So let's talk about, most of them are TV shows. Because I think we're one of the only like radio type podcasters
that have that platform where people can actually, because I think also because weddings are a very visual thing.
Yes.
Like, you know, when you see events or whatever, you know, you meet with a client, they show you their Pinterest board or whatever.
Yeah.
So weddings are very much a visual thing and people respond to that. So I think that's why it works very well on TV.
Yeah. And that's why it's always sensationalized.
Yes, yes. Which I think is to a detriment. You know, I think the issue, it's a two-sided sword because I think, I understand if I was a broadcaster
or producer
of the show, I understand that you want people to watch and you want people to watch throughout the entire show. You want people to be, you know, coming back for the next show.
They want to talk about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, totally get it.
The fact that Our Perfect Wedding is like trends every Sunday until Monday.
Right.
You know, it's obviously people are talking about it. People like the dramaticness of it.
Yeah. But let's talk about Our Perfect Wedding. So Our Perfect Wedding is a show that is on Sunday nights on Mzansi Magic. And I have like a quadrillion issues with that particular show.
I don't even watch it just because of what I've heard.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Also, maybe target market, not so...
No. I think the wedding industry really does... particularly not like
that particular show, and I think it's unfortunate because I did watch it when it first started, and it wasn't always what it was, but I understand how they got to where they were.
Yeah.
So when the show first started, it was a reality show about people planning all kinds of weddings. So if you saw the first season, I think the first and the second season, I think they're in their sixth or seventh season now. The first or second season, I thought was quite, it was better in terms of the fact that you were seeing a lot more realistic weddings. Whereas
so it was all sorts of budgets.
Yeah.
High end, low end.
Yeah. So the thing about Our Perfect Wedding is that I think their target is the black market, so whatever you consider as black, so Indians, coloured, black, like that kind of thing. You don't see, I stand to be corrected, I don't think I've seen a white wedding on Our Perfect Wedding.
Oh, really?
I stand to be corrected.
I wonder why, that's
another show altogether. so that's that. And then also their budgets, they're not looking for super extravagant stuff. Like, I don't think they're aiming towards, like, top billing level. Do you know what I mean? When you look at, for example, the weddings that are top billing, and it's a thing that actually starts happening at weddings now. Like, people say it in their speeches all the time. People,
the top billing wedding.
Yeah, people say, this is not an OPW wedding. This is a top billing wedding. Or whatever. Like, it's used as a term to describe, like, the level
and
or the caliber
have,
of your wedding.
When clients come in, I want a top billing
wedding.
That's it. Or, please don't give me an OPW wedding.
That's
you know?
It. That's
and
it.
I think that's something that we need to... That's why we're addressing this in a podcast.
Yeah, 100%. So number one, already you can see that it doesn't have a great association. Mm. And the first couple of seasons were great because you saw more of a variety of realistic planning. They used to show things that went well and things that went bad for the same wedding. It wasn't a hunt to find the worst. You know what I mean? Which is
that's what it is now. That's what I've heard.
That's what I feel like. That's what I feel like. That's what they're trying to do is that it's very much, I don't even know if they're trying to make a mockery of like black weddings particularly, or if it's a hunt for the worst or whatever.
Is that how you would feel?
I just feel like they're showing us in our worst light because as a person who's in the wedding industry who deals with majority black weddings, I feel like there are a lot of black weddings that are done really beautifully.
And you're not the only one that's feeling that. I mean, we see it in the class of a number of black people and they are saying the same thing. They're like, how can they be putting us in this light?
100%, 100%. And it's just, it's, it, you know, it's, if you look at how many, because they're on obviously every single week, and in a year, let's say there's 52 weeks in a year, let's say they have 48 shows on in a year. Of those 48 shows, I feel like there's a very small amount of the shows that are actually good or acceptable weddings.
Yeah.
The majority of those weddings are really, really poorly done weddings. People that are, you know, maybe struggling with money or don't have, like, just weddings that are falling apart, that are, you know, suppliers that aren't. And I don't think it's a bad thing to show light on the fact that there are a lot of fly-by-night businesses.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a bad thing to make people aware that you have to be careful. Mm-hmm. And we say it all the time on the show, be careful of the suppliers that you choose. Mm. You don't want to be disappointed on the day.
Yeah.
But in the same breath, that's not the only thing that's happening.
Side of things. And that's something we face day in and day out when we are trying to lift this industry with the school.
Mm.
The students say, you know, us black people don't want to use black suppliers because there's such a bad perception.
100%.
And I do feel that maybe this is a platform that is making it even worse for black wedding suppliers.
100%.
And, you know, there is such a demand for instance, black photographers.
Right.
We have so few black photographers, but people have put black photographers in a bad light.
100%.
Because they don't deliver, but... Yes. So people are saying, well, let's maybe not do photography because...
Yes, or videography, whatever the case is. And this is all I'm saying is that, like, as much as it's a great show and I get the, you know, it's become the show where people wait to see things fall apart.
Yeah.
That's the part that people, you know,
and
will
they think
trend.
It's fun.
Yeah, and it's funny and, you know, whatever the case is. And, oh my gosh, you know, you're sending, like, you know, they become memes or whatever the case. I get that it's a topic of conversation
but
and it's
going to
trend or whatever the case is.
Our perfect wedding. Why are they not showing
some
perfect weddings?
And it's actually become the total opposite.
Our disaster wedding.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Like my fall apart wedding or whatever. Or something like that. You know what I mean? And it's just like they're making it so much harder for black wedding businesses to become something because all of the you know, or most of the businesses that are on that particular show don't deliver or they don't come on time or they face all these issues or whatever the case is. And I think like it's also unfortunate for those particular businesses because sometimes, you know, I did a wedding last weekend where a lot of bad things can happen. Like things can go wrong for a wedding. And I'm not saying it's not impossible for things to go wrong for a wedding. But I'm also just saying like you don't show the parts where they fix it or they make it right or where they can redeem themselves or whatever the case is. How is that person going to get make business the following day?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, and I think... we're talking quite a thing of black and whatever, but it's not doing our industry any justice. And I think the first thing people will say to me when they hear that we're in the wedding industry, they're like, oh, you must be making fortunes of money. You look at the wedding industry, it is made up of one man, two man, maybe three, four people businesses. We're not a huge corporation.
Yes.
And yes, although people spend money on their wedding, but it's not...
Big
people
margins.
Making big margins.
Yeah.
So it's not doing the wedding industry as a whole
a favor.
Yes, there's loads of people getting married. It's like loads of people get married, loads of people have a baby, loads of people die.
Yes.
It happens.
Yes.
But the reality is our margins aren't big, and it's just actually affecting.
Yes.
This is affecting an industry.
Yeah, and I always say it's very much a tale of the haves and the have-nots, and it also makes it very difficult to justify your price because if somebody sees on TV that somebody got married and that person, you know, isn't well off, or their budget was tight, and they managed to get a whole room draped.
Yes.
Or they managed to get certain chairs, or that they've had flowers on every table, and it's just like if those people can manage to do it, why if I'm a working class citizen, why would I not be able to manage the same? So it makes it very difficult because people want they want a different image, but then, you know, the budget doesn't match, and now you're having that fight because they've actually seen it happen in real life where somebody was able to have a wedding at a smaller budget, and they don't understand how that's even possible.
And like we've spoken a lot about our perfect wedding because I think it's one of the biggest reality wedding shows in our country. There are so many shows out there, and I think that's why we've actually decided to do this talk, is that if you are a couple watching these shows, just remember sensationalism sells.
Yes.
It's not all about that. It's not like, I mean, there's an international show, I think, where it's like, there's that Don't Tell the Bride, and there's Say Yes to the Dress, and there's The Cake Boss. I mean, The Cake Boss, I mean, it's a phenomenal program, but it also only takes 10 minutes to make a wedding cake. Why would you spend that amount of money on a wedding cake?
100%.
The reality is they've cut that, they've edited it, they've taken a whole lot of the juicy bits and taken it and put them all together.
And this is, you know, something like My Cake Boss is a great example of how, you know, if you compare My Cake Boss and OPW side by side, it's a great representation for somebody to see that the editors or the producers or whatever choose what to show you based on what the focus is.
Yes.
So, for example, My Cake Boss. My Cake Boss rarely ever has cakes that fall down or whatever the case is. And if their cakes do crumble, they make fix
a plan.
Them.
That's
they show them fixing it. They show that there was a happy client at the end of the day. They transported it well, even though they had to have like 8 guys carrying it or whatever the case is. They always show the better part of how the
end happy ending.
Yes,
we 100%. Everybody wants a happy ending, and so does a wedding.
Exactly. And you look at OPW and it's not the same. It's not the same story. Do you know what I mean? It's not, they don't show it in the same light.
Is it that bad? I mean, like I say, I have made a conscious effort not to watch it because the amount of people who have said it is affecting our industry.
Yes.
So I'm just like, you know what?
It's very frustrating.
It'll upset me.
Yeah, no, it's very.
Is it that bad?
No, for me, seriously, it really is frustrating. And I don't even like talking about it with clients because it's just not realistic.
No.
It's so far from, you know, the reality of what we do. And it's like, I understand that it's a big portion of, you know, the fact that they've got weddings like that every single week. I think that it's great that they've got enough, but I feel like it's not everybody who gets married that way.
Yeah.
And also, why aren't we showing like a bigger diversity or whatever the case is? I just wish, but again, like I'm saying, if I was wearing the producer hat or the broadcaster hat, I understand.
But look at Top
this
Billing.
This is what's making them come
they
back.
Only show the best of the best.
Mm.
And it's great for us because not every week is a wedding featured, but it's a good. People enjoy watching weddings.
And they see the glitz and the glam or whatever. And this is my thing. And I think, you know, I always say to myself, is that not just the story of where South Africa is at the moment? Where we've got such a big gap
Everyone's down and out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, money is such an issue, but I just feel like if you have money, you have money. And if you don't, you really don't.
Yes.
And, you know, even if you look at a show like Top Billing, where the weddings are super extreme and like extravagant and whatever else, and then you have weddings like OPW, and it's just like that, maybe that's the story of South Africa. But I'm just saying that if you look at Top Billing, it's a completely different market. And all I'm saying is that I just so wish that OPW would show more.
Yeah. Tell me, have you, when it comes to Top Billing, have you ever been approached by somebody or the likes of a U magazine or something like that? They come and they approach you. They're a couple. Mm. They approach you and they say, our wedding is going into Top Billing and U magazine.
Yeah. So for me, it's actually in the contract. I don't want to be on TV. And if you choose to go that route or whatever the case is,
nothing is discounted.
Never mind the discount. For me, it's not about money. I just don't want to. That's not where I want to take my brand. I don't want to be, you know, the wedding planner on OPW or the wedding planner on Top Billing or whatever the case is.
Yeah.
It's just not where I want this whole thing to go. It's not how I want my brand to be perceived. So for me, it's in the contract. It's just not something that I do. And literally for me, I would bow out. If a client said to me, oh, we're going on Top Billing or whatever the case is, then that for me is, you know,
but also
rather let's not.
Having that personality of, oh, this is the wedding planner that's always on TV, it becomes a wedding for future. If a client books you because you're a wedding planner that's on TV, the wedding now becomes about, you have the wedding planner that's always on TV, and everyone wants a photo with the wedding planner that's on TV, and it's not about the couple's wedding day. It's about the celebrity wedding planner. So
and this
that's
is
also
the thing.
Something you got to watch.
Yeah, and this is the thing. You know, expectations are a huge thing. And, you know, I don't want it. And that's the main reason why I don't want to do it is because I don't want people to associate me with TV or fame or anything like that, because now all of a sudden it's very hard to get out of that box.
Yeah.
Maybe my inquiries will go down because people will think, oh, well, we can't afford her. Yeah. If she's on Top Billing, goodness, like, you know, what kind of bracket is that?
Yeah.
Or whatever the case
is. I want to be known for the service offering that we offer. It's not about the celebrity status. It's we've worked, I mean, look how long we've been in the industry. We haven't just arrived in 2-3 years time and made a name for ourselves and now on TV. It's been 14 years of long, hard slog to make sure that we produce the weddings that we produce. So I think that's how I've always made sure that we stick to that.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. This now pushes me to the next thing in terms of TV shows. So there's a couple of shows that, again, I think are great in concept, but then now they're changing. So, for example, Four Weddings.
Mm.
Four Weddings is a great show. It started overseas. I think it started in the UK. And basically, the premise of the show is that you have four brides. Everybody's getting married. And we will all attend each other's weddings. And we will judge the weddings.
Oh,
and then
I hate that. Yeah, I'm like, don't judge them.
Yeah. You know, anyway, and then you win a honeymoon at the end of it. You know, why... Why would you judge somebody else's wedding?
Yeah.
So, for example, Kylie, when you attend weddings,
yeah,
you know,
as a guest, yes,
like now you've been invited, you
and
are.
People are the first one to say, "What do you think of this wedding?"
You see, and then what do you say? Like, what's
you
your
know
answer?
What? My answer is, I'm here to enjoy the wedding. I am here to enjoy it with a couple that I love. They are in my life, and I want them to have their perfect day. And then, yeah, to have. If I had to put myself on that it's going to be judged or I'm going to now be on TV judging this person's wedding, I just don't know if I could. It's somebody's special day.
This is my thing. And this is exactly my point. You know, it's the same thing with me. Very similar mindset. Mm. My whole thing is that I wasn't there. I don't know why they chose the things that they chose. Mm. I don't know how they ended up where they ended up. What I know is that I've been invited to celebrate this day with them. That's
it. And it's the celebration of their
That's
love.
That's it. So I can't believe... or I can't understand like how you judge somebody else. Like, I think weddings are pressurized enough. You know what I mean? I think the couple goes through enough pressure. Do you know what I mean? Whether it's from the family, whether it's from the friends, whether it's from society, you know, with social media and whatnot. And then,
But in Tombi, you've got to admit, these couples agree to be on these shows.
100%.
So then they've also agreed. So, you know, we can say, okay, well, why would you judge?
Yeah.
They agree to it.
No, 100%. Nobody's going there kicking and screaming, whatever the case is. But for me, I'm just saying, like, if you look at the basic concept, why would you agree to put yourself under additional pressure? Yeah. And sometimes I watch these shows and I think it's comical because you almost kind of realize, you see them change. Like, they attend the first wedding and then it's like the penny drops and they're like, oh, shit.
Yes.
Now it's really on. And it's just like, I can't. Like, for example, that particular show, I wish they showed more of the conversations that happened behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Like, for example, so they go in and they see the wedding and they only ever show the footage of them, like, attending the wedding.
With rolling their eyes.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, really?
And then they do, like, their diary sessions or whatever the case is. But I really wish that maybe they would follow them home. Or, you know, like, have, like, maybe cameras in the car or whatever the case is where they're on their phone to their husband and saying, oh, my God, we've really got to step it up.
Yeah.
Like, we're never going to win because X, Y, Z. Or, like, I feel like those conversations
they
I had.
They literally have to follow them like it would be
Big
Brother.
Yes, yes. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm sure if I see that, oh, shucks, if I'm in a competition of weddings and I attend two weddings and I see, oh, shit, we don't have a chance.
But do they not do that? That's where we also need to think. They do that, then the editors or the producers would cut to make
this
it sensationalized.
Yes, yes. And this is exactly my point, is that I just wish with all of the wedding shows, they showed the full picture.
Yeah.
Because people don't, you see a glimpse of it and you think that that's how it is in reality. And as much as people are, oh, it's just the show, da, 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 you say that, but when you're the person getting married, you forget that.
Yes.
And you want to immediately start comparing to those shows, whatever the case is. And you don't realize that that's not reality.
Yeah.
That can't be it. There's obviously a backhand effect. Then, of course, we have like a South African show, which is very similar. Right, but it's different. So it's a new show that's coming out in September called Wedding Bashers.
Yeah.
Right, and they say
when I heard about it, I thought, God, what is this going to be? I was like, that connotation of wedding bashers. Why would we want to bash somebody's wedding
day?
Yes, because it's
why would I want you there? Yes.
It's for listenership. But then I'm thinking, oh God, what is it going to do to our industry? Type of thing, you know. But after doing a bit of research, I think it's coming on in September, I think what it is that a wedding is a bash.
Yes.
So it's going to be interesting to see how they talk about the wedding
So the premise of that particular show is very similar to Four Weddings, but except this time it's not brides judging. It's actual, I want to say, experts in their respective field.
Or celebrities,
So they've got like a celebrity chef. They've got a celebrity wedding decor person. Mm-hmm. They've got somebody who's like a fashion designer. I can't remember what the last person is, but they've got experts all in their respective field, and those people then attend the weddings and then they judge your wedding based on that, which I think might be a little bit harsh. I'm interested to see if it's going to be realistic or not.
Yeah.
When I say
is
realistic,
is it going to be positive or always shed in a negative light?
Yeah, but I also wanted to see, like, is it going to be like Idols, where you have some people that are always going to say good things no matter what? Like, you know how sometimes, you know, there's people that will never say a bad thing. You know what I mean? Like, even if the food's horrible, they'll be like, at least the portions were good, or there was salt on the table, or you know what I mean? Or are they really going to crit realistically? And I also want to see, like, are they going to criticize to the bride's face afterwards, or like, you know, what's the prize? Like,
yeah.
I don't know why, like, in my mind, how would you sign up for something
like
that?
It's quite exciting. Yeah. It is exciting. It just, my hope is that it's in a positive,
100%.
Uplifting. We need something uplifting in this country. Yes. We really do. It's just, yeah, I mean, weddings are an uplifting celebration. So let's hope that they're going to follow that.
Yeah. And again, have your producer hat on, have your broadcaster hat on. I get it. You know, you want to do something that's going to do the ratings. So they're going to record everything and I guess see what's going to get, you know, the train going and then just push on that particular front, which is absolutely fine. Then you have shows that are really popular that are almost always lighthearted.
Like, so sweet. Like, say yes to the dress.
Of course, say yes to the dress. You know, when somebody says a wedding show, that's the first show. Like, oh, like, say yes to the dress. Everyone loves say yes to the
and
dress.
And, you know, I've personally met Randy. And, I mean, he is the most positive, lighthearted person. There's never, like, he's just so, like, lovely. Yes. Everything's just beautiful. And he's like, yes.
Yeah. You see, that's a show that I think has done really, really well.
Yeah.
And why I say it's done really well is they show enough proportions of everything.
Yes.
They have situations where the bride doesn't like anything.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Mm. They have situations where she's a plus size bride and she can't find a dress within her size. They have situations where
she finds a dress.
She does find a dress. Yes. They have situations where they've got the whole family who's making decisions and the bride doesn't have a voice. They have situations where the bride bought a dress and now she's coming for her fittings and she hates the dress. They have situations where she comes in too close to her wedding date and she has to choose something that's on the floor. Whatever. Yeah. Like, for me, they show the full realm of what happens. And that's all I'm asking of wedding shows, is that, like, I get that it's pretty, pretty nice, but I'm saying that if you're going to show something, show us all of it.
Mm.
Don't and only show the one.
And I get that you want to look at your ratings, but you also got to look at how is it affecting the people who are doing what you're trying to show.
Exactly, exactly. And maybe because, I don't know, maybe because they have like a few different storylines in one episode. Mm. So like they follow 2, 3, maybe 4 brides and everyone has a different storyline. I guess that might make it easier. But
in Ntombi, like, look, remember when we got called in last year? And I think it's a show that they're, a soapy that they've created. And they wanted to sit with us as 2 wedding planners, the producers, because they were starting to write the story and whatever else. These mouths of these producers
and on the floor,
they were like, is this what you really go through? And I think that, and a lot of the stories that we've given have gone into the soapy.
Yes.
And it's just, the producers were like, wow,
yes,
this is amazing.
100%. And this is all we're saying is that, like, you know, it's,
oh, we just love our weddings and it's just like,
yes. And the thing is, I do want people to document our weddings. I think it's phenomenal that our weddings get documented and that people can watch how weddings are and people get a better understanding or better idea. I think it's a great thing.
And also that South African weddings are on an international
level.
100%. You have what we do with the amount of money that we have to produce something, we really do produce on a world stage platform.
100%.
So I think we just need to showcase that sometimes.
Yeah, 100%. And you know, I think what you're saying, just to like add to that, is like basically what Carly's saying is like people like Colin Cowie and the, you know, Prestons and all of those people on those levels. You even have people that are in, you know, Nigeria and Ghana. These people all work in the dollars, right?
And that's thousands of dollars.
Yeah, hundreds of thousands, sometimes $1 million on a wedding. And, you know, if you think of that in South Africa, it's a lot for one particular day. And all we're saying is that if you look at the caliber of those particular weddings, and usually those are the weddings that are on Pinterest, right? And you see the caliber of the flowers and, you know, the sets they design and these marquees and. Great, beautiful, wonderful.
And in Ntombi, the reality is you can create beauty with lots of money, lots of flowers and whatever.
100%.
But it's what you can do with minimal budget as 100%. Well. Can you do it properly?
100%. And this is all we're saying to people, is that, you know, with reality, or shall I say with reality shows, do the real reality. Do you know what I mean?
Do the real stuff.
Yes. Like, look at it hand in hand and say, well, you know, if those people have, you know, $750,000, it doesn't equal 750,000 rand. No. It does not. So if you've got 750,000 rand, you can still do a very beautiful wedding. And what Carly's saying is kudos to South African weddings, because we still deliver great caliber stuff. stuff. Mm. Like, there are beautiful weddings that are done in South Africa, and like the suppliers are really going out of their way to produce beautiful, beautiful stuff. Kudos to you. Well done. Mm. And it's amazing that we can still pull off something so stunning at budgets that aren't as brilliant. It's a great thing to see. And I just wish that, yeah, and I just wish that, you know, shows would show the full realm. Like, you know, even with reality shows, you know, that follow wedding planners or wedding suppliers or whatever the case is, I always say, I wish they would just follow all of the good stuff. Don't shoot, I mean, all of the stuff. Not
all
just,
of the stuff.
Yeah, not just the good stuff. Yes. Like, for example, you know, if something is late or if something doesn't happen on time, or like show the full thing that actually happens back of house.
The bad stuff and how that was rectified and how that actually ended up being that way.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, if clients are paying late or if clients don't pay suppliers and what happens to supplier relationships, like show the full realm so that people understand. Because I'm always for a show that's entertaining. But that's why I always appreciate Say Yes to the Dress, because it shows everything. Mm. You know, it shows they try call a designer to change sleeves, to change length, to change lace. They try and I'm just saying show all of that stuff. I know we always want to
see
look
the
good.
Supplier going, oh my God, I want to pull my hair out and whatever else.
Yes.
But here we don't seem to see that. It's always only, just like hush hush under the carpet.
100%. Or only show the bad stuff and none of the good
completely
stuff.
Completely bad stuff.
Yes. So I'm just saying, like, say, you know, share the light. Mm. Share the light and show it for everything.
So I hope we've shed some light on reality shows. I mean, we do produce amazing weddings, as we've discussed. And Ntombi, I think we love weddings.
Mm.
We love wedding shows. But let's in South Africa have something that's really realistic.
Yeah. And, you know, even as viewers, pipe up. You know, people always speak about social media and they're doing shows based on what feeds the social media. Mm. So pipe up and tell them what it is you want to see more of. Don't leave it just for one thing. Keep up. Let's carry on with the conversation on social media. #WeddingCentral. CliffCentral.com.